What's the culture like between different departments at your organization? Do you have solid relationships with your counterparts in finance, program, and marketing? And how are those relationships critical to your success as a major gift officer? Today's episode is a re-release from a few years ago where Richard and I highlighted why cross-organizational collaboration is so powerful and influential in donor relationships. And it's never too late. Start now and get to know the folks around you and the role they play in supporting your organization's mission.
Welcome to the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group, featuring Richard Perry and Jeff Schreifels. Twice a month, we bring you the latest and best thinking about major gift fundraising so you can develop authentic relationships with your major donors. Here are your hosts, Richard and Jeff.
Welcome to the podcast. I have Richard Perry with me here, and today we're going to discuss the importance of knowing what other departments in your organization is actually doing. I think, Richard, you'd agree with me that from our experience, this knowing what other departments are doing separates out the average MGO from a great one.
Yeah, because if the MGO is basically saying, well, you know, my only job here is just to get the money in the door.
Right.
Yes, that's actually your job. Actually, the bigger job on that point is to actually keep the donor
right.
and fulfill
right.
donors' passions and interests. But when you think about what an MGO is doing, they're actually almost like a salesperson in a commercial organization. You're presenting the product to the customer
right.
or the donor.
Right.
So therefore you need to know the products, benefits, features, and all of that stuff, which implies that you got to be talking to somebody about that. You can't just kind of come in and like, well, okay, we're done.
But it amazes me how often we don't see this happening. We see major gift officers so focused on, you know, their donor and not understanding that they've got to know all the product, which means they've got to know the people behind those products and how it works. So that means they got to get to know the people who are in program. They got to know finance, HR, executive team, board members, and it's not happening.
Right. Well, let's just focus on one, like the program people. So when you talk about the program people, it's not only just talking to the main person that's in program and understanding, but sitting with the people that manage the various, like, so for instance, in most nonprofits, you have like three or four major areas of emphasis,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And usually those are published on the website. We do these four or five major things.
Yeah.
Well, someone in the organization actually manages those. Yeah. So have you spent time with them? So, you know, have you been in a meeting with them to talk about, well, now what's the problem you're trying to solve? How are you addressing that? And understanding all of that stuff. So, I mean, the program, just the program information. I mean, I don't know how an MGO could actually do their job without spending a great deal of time understanding the product.
Right.
The product.
Yeah. Well, it does separate out those that are average versus great because, like, I see the really great major gift officers. You know how we're talking about putting together a marketing impact chart, a goal, and a plan for every donor in
right,
the portfolio.
Right.
The great MGOs do that also for each of the departments and the people that are working in those departments for how are they put a plan together for how to keep in touch with them, understand the programs, getting involved, volunteering, doing all these things through the course of the
right,
year
right.
that makes that relationship strong. Why? So that they can serve the donor.
Exactly. Well, or the other reason that you as an MGO need to be in touch with program is for it to affect your own heart and your own spirit.
Yeah.
So we tell folks all the time, doesn't matter what your cause is, at least once a week, you should be so in touch with what your program people are doing. What the problem is they're trying to solve. You should be so in touch with that problem that it affects you at a deep, deep level. That in some cases it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
So, because if you don't do that, your heart will get cold.
Yeah.
It'll get hard. And that's a problem in fundraising.
You know, and also this makes me think addressing leaders and managers here in this issue. So there are a lot of organizations that we worked with that do international relief, mm-hmm. where they have programs not just in that particular area where the office is.
Right.
And so they've got these great programs going on, let's say, in Zimbabwe, but yet they don't want the MGO to go out and see any of these programs because, oh, no, we can't afford for you to go out there. Well, how is someone actually going to really feel it, take that back to a donor
right.
without being in the program and the need?
Right. Well, and that's a false economy. I mean, what's it going to cost you to do that? And in relative terms, as it relates to donors who could give these transformational gifts, they give huge amounts of money if you properly interpret what the program. So programs is one area. Finance, of course, huge area.
Yeah.
You've got to understand this, like the numbers.
Yeah, because we need to know, what does it actually cost to run these programs and how can we bring it to a donor? And with all the, you know, and you need a finance person to help you walk that through. And if you don't know that finance person and understand where they're coming from, they're not going to help you.
Right.
Like you'd like them to.
Well, we suggest that you spend time with finance. I mean, sometimes you can get your numbers from the program people. Like, well, now, how much does that? I have a donor that's interested in X.
Right.
How much does that program cost? And the program person will say, well, our budget for that program is $2.1 million. Well, in fact, there's probably other costs. Well, not probably. There always is other costs. There are other costs that the finance person knows about that help. That it probably raised that 2.1 million to 2.8, 3.2 right. or whatever. So understanding the whole context for what it costs to do a program is a very important thing. And that's information that comes from the finance person.
And then there's the executives, you know, the CEO, you know, you have to have a good relationship with him or her because you're going to need them at many times to go with you to talk with donors and to actually solicit the donors because right. those donors want to hear it from the CEO or the executive director. If you don't have a good relationship there and they don't trust you as the major gift officer, you're not going to see those big gifts.
Well, and if you have a good relationship, then you can suggest. I remember you did this once where you actually practiced the
yes.
ask because
oh, yeah.
with an authority figure.
Yeah.
So that you could see and feel it before you got in front of the donor. Well, if you don't have a relationship, you can't do that. It's going to be, well, just call me up, George, when we're ready to do it, and we'll get in the car and we'll just go present. Well, no, it's way more complex and it needs to be more relational than that.
Yeah. Now, the other side of all this, you need to, as a major gift officer, build these relationships with other departments. The other benefit, of course, is that they get to know you as the major gift.
Well, and they get
and
to
what it's all about.
And understand.
Yeah.
Because you know, Jeff, there's a huge misunderstanding about how major gifts works.
Yeah.
It's just like, I mean, I think in most organizations, people just view major gifts as sort of another spigot coming into the house where you just turn the thing on and money kind of comes out.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's those major gift people. That's unfortunate. We've actually suggested to folks, look, why don't you bring in one of your major donors and,
yes.
and have them talk to the head of finance?
Exactly.
So that head of finance, so that their heart can be affected by the fact that that this is a real person. This is a human being that has deep concerns and deep cares, right. and that they're counting on the organization. I mean, I would suggest you do that. Do that with program people.
Yep.
I mean, how many program people have met donors? I mean, a lot of donors, and just sit and hear their heart and hear what's in their spirit about the cause that they're actually managing.
Not enough. And they need to, because many times the donor will want to hear directly from the people who are working in those programs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the people on the front lines. And so donors want to hear those stories from them. So having a great relationship with the program folks is just paramount to being successful
as a major gift officer. So we could say like, okay, well, how do you actually create, break down these silos, trying to create relationships? What do we do?
Well, there's a formal thing you can do. And we really recommend this is to set up ongoing meetings with these people. In other words, hey, program person. And by the way, not only the top one, but the divisions or the category managers. Let's just meet and talk. And so you just set that up. Hey, finance person. And sometimes don't just get the head of finance, but get somebody else too, the bookkeeper or some managers. Because sometimes the really influential finance person that's going to mess you up is not the director, but somebody down the line. Get together with them formally. Set up meetings, regular meetings, and just talk.
Yep.
And the objective of those meetings would be, one, I want to understand what you do, and I want to keep understanding what you do. And secondly, I want you to understand what I do and keep understanding what I do. So do that. That's the formal way.
All right. So formal meetings, ongoing meetings. I think another good one is to, you know, you always have staff meetings.
Right.
So in those staff meetings, you should be presenting on what is happening in Major Gifts. What are happening with your donors?
Right.
And tell stories about your donors and the importance of great big gifts, but also stories of how donors' lives have been changed by giving those gifts, which is, wow, really? That's amazing.
Right.
and talking about how it's alleviated the need and all those other things. But those stories are so important in those staff meetings that will change people, how they view major gift fundraising.
Right, right. Another one is just informal meetings like coffees, lunches, happy hours. Why not just go out and make friends? I mean, it doesn't cost you that much in terms of time, but it's gonna solve all kinds of problems.
I have seen really good major gift officers who have done this. They've said, look, I have to get to know these people and we're going to have these meetings and set meetings and all of that. But you really get to know them after work, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, that's where people start talking about what's really happening.
I know. Right. It's so important. So, you could follow these three things, set up the meetings, do the formal stuff, have staff meetings and presentations to explain what you do and how we all need each other. And then, of course, these informal kinds of things. I mean, all of this is so important in order to get for you to get your job done. And that's why we basically are talking about this on this podcast.
Yeah, because ultimately you're trying to serve your donor. Mm-hmm. And if you're really serving that donor well, you need everyone in your organization's help to do that.
Right.
You're not an island. You can't do this on your own as a major gift officer. You need everyone in that organization to do it.
Right.
So hopefully we've given you some good ideas, but we have a white paper for you that will give you some more ideas. And actually it's named We All Need Each Other.
and it has a lot of this information and even more information in it.
So go to veritasgroup.com and download the white paper, We All Need Each Other. And thank you for joining us today. And I hope we've inspired you to be just a little bit better about what you're doing today.
Exactly. And be more inclusive.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group. Richard and Jeff also write an ongoing blog that you can subscribe to for free at veritasgroup.com. Please join us again next time.